Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Excuse me, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing conversation for you tonight. Tonight on the conversation, a group of women whose husbands patrol America's southern borders invite Nancy Pelosi to Texas to see firsthand why a barrier between the U.S. and Mexico is desperately needed. There are families who have gone to her office who have had someone die. Come to the border. Come. We'll fly you there. Come. She won't talk to him, won't do anything. But if Trump was against a border wall, Democrats would be all for it, taking that lady. Oh, look at this poor American who was killed by innocent illegals. But nope. I won't get into that. Billions of dollars of sanctions have been released on Venezuela because the guy that's caused all the problems still thinks he's in charge, and the U.S. doesn't believe that, and it's a war. That's, I also want to get into studies that chronic pain with daily cannabis use, the discomfort goes away. Lots of stuff for people like me to deal with it every day. No, you need pharmaceuticals. We'll let you have pharmaceuticals that are almost impossible to get, but we'll let you have them if you can get them. I want to get into also some Manchester United news and how did they fare today against Burnley. I'll get into that and much, much more. So, welcome to the conversation that you are a part of, folks. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp, then puts it under a basket. Instead, the lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. That is the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do, folks, and welcome. If you didn't know by now, Nancy Pelosi has let Trump, I'm going to let him speak. He's going to have a state of the union address finally. He's got stories to tell. I can't wait to hear what these stories are. It's going to be great. I mean, it's just crazy all this stuff that's going on. All this anti-Trump everything. I've got this thing on my face. This is great. It goes, well, the liberals say that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to modern weapons. And it goes, me, well, okay, we'll have it your way, and it's a house full of cannons. I'm like, right on. Are you ready? Because I am. That's just so great. I love it. Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. I hope you all are doing well, considering, like, a big portion, like, where I am, it's supposed to be negative degrees, like 50 below wind chill. Post office isn't delivering almost. Every school is closed. Now, when I was in school, we didn't have temperatures like this. We had a lot of snow, but we didn't have stuff like this. You know, we live in a world where more people with guns are sent to arrest a 66-year-old Roger Stone than Clinton and Obama sent to rescue our men in Benghazi. But no one cares. The United States is in a dilemma right now because it's not 90% of what's going on is not a left or right issue. It's not a left or right issue. It's do the right thing. A border wall is needed. Do the right thing. I'm tired of politics. See, this is the truth. This is what's going on, and that's what people don't get it. This is from Rush Limbaugh. Washington can't afford Trump to succeed. The gig is up. If an outsider like Trump can fix messes that they have promised but failed to take care of in the past 30 years, then we, the people, will never vote establishment again. That's why they're against him. And I said basically that if Trump can fix all the stuff that they've been trying to fix for how many, 30 plus years? It's going to show how useless they are. How worthless Pelosi is. Because she's worthless. They're worthless. You know, because they're the same type of people that, like I've said many times, if you're new to the program, welcome. But I've said this before. I want Trump so bad to take Obamacare, put his name on it and call it Trump Care, and take that exact same bill and give it to Nancy Pelosi and say, this is my solution for healthcare, and I want to see them tear that bill to pieces. And when they tear that bill to pieces, I want Trump to go up there and say, well, that is Obamacare. I just put Trump Care on front of it. When it's one, it's sort of like they do in Scientology. Scientology, they'll get you to buy the same book 50 times. They put a different cover on it and reprint it. And they'll say it's a new book. You have to read it. And when you get down to it, if you really spend the time to look at it, except for the publishing date and the cover, the crap you need to read, the important stuff, there's nothing different. It's word for word the same thing. And they'll make it bite. Because that's Scientology. Just like Trump Care. Give Nancy Pelosi Obamacare with his name on it, changing nothing about the bill, and they would break it over the coals. And they would bitch and complain about everything we did when they tried to shove it down our throats and they shut down the government to get it passed. And do all that stuff. They would complain and piss and bitch and moan about everything that we said was wrong with Obamacare. But it's Trump Care. And then I'd love to see Trump go, oh, actually, that I just took the cover off of Obamacare and I put my name on it and I put today's date and da-da-da and I submitted it. So, if you guys don't like this, then explain why you supported Obamacare, because it's the exact same bill, word for word. Well, what they'd probably do is say, well, this is Obamacare, and he's just trying to take credit for this great thing that Trump did. I mean, Obama. No. Obamacare is so great that all the politicians don't have to use it. Yeah. I mean, that should be your first clue. When they're passing bills that they don't have to abide by, you should wake up and go, ding, 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 ding. Bells should be going off in your head. And wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. They're passing these laws that we're forced to use, but they don't have to. I'm just saying. I mean, that's the kind of mentality we have. But no one cares. No one cares. They don't. And why should they? I mean, they want us to fight and argue. They want to cause as much, because the more we fight, the more they can do whatever they want and get away with it. If the Republicans blame Democrats, Democrats blame Republicans, and they get elected year after year after year after year, making billions and billions of dollars. Like, I watched a thing on YouTube about Walmart, about how, like, with this tax cut and stuff, they can give everyone $15 an hour and it wouldn't even dent their bottom line. They gave that money to billionaire shareholders. I mean, five people in Walmart are four or five heirs to Walmart are billionaires. Pardon me. But going forward, that's fine. They don't pay for security. They call police. So if a cop is needed, because I've heard that there's actually some lawsuits out there because, hey, because we had someone who was joyriding in a disability cart around Walmart. We called the police, and they couldn't actually go to a real crime. They couldn't actually, you know, and now a lot of police agencies are saying, hey, you know, we're going to prioritize. Walmart is last on our list. Sorry, but, you know, get your own damn security. You know, we're not going to have a person die because somebody at Walmart is joyriding around in a cart. We're not going to send a cop for that. Deal with it yourself. Most stores have their own security and their own people, and they pay them. Not Walmart. But that's their choice. You have the choice not to shop at Walmart. You have the, you know, if you have, because there's a lot of people, like especially like with what Obama did, you have single-use bathrooms that only one person can use at a time. And they say the only reason why they label them female or male is if you see one that says woman's, you know that if you go in there, you can have tampons. You can get pads, whatever you need for that time of the month. You know, when Aunt Flo comes. But that's it. Because when someone's in the men's bathroom at work, I've used the women's bathroom, but it's a single use. Only one person can be in there at a time. And someone goes, you use the women's restroom? I said, well, women come out of the guys' one all the time. It's not like two people can go in there. It's not like a bathroom with like seven stalls. And when I'm going in there to take a piss, there can be a woman walking in to use the bathroom. It can't happen because there's only, you go in, you lock the door, you're the only one in there. When you open the door, you leave. You know, it's not like you have the, you run the risk of having a 6-year-old kid going in there with the opposite sex being in there at the same time. It's one of those things that it's just where we live. I mean, California is actually looking at teaching kindergartners that there's 15 genders. 15. I would learn something. To me, there's men and women. Well, actually, there's not just men and women because there are men that are actually believe they're a woman with a lesbian inside of that woman. So, you know, technically, he thinks he's a woman, but he likes girls because he's a lesbian, but he's actually born a man, but, you know. And then there's guys who, you know, but then there are women who think they're a man who like guys who think they're gay. And, I mean, you know, I don't, you know, when I was in kindergarten, you learned about colors and shapes. This is, okay, remember this. 555-2631, 555-2631, you call the cops when you call 555-2631. Remember that number, kids, because if you need the police, call. And that's how it is. It's one of those things that, you know, we learned about memorizing our phone number. You know, our address. No, I mean, if you know, stuff like basic stuff. We didn't sit that. There's stuff that, like, in college I never thought about, you know, people that think they were born a man but think they're a woman that has a lesbian inside of them who's actually a gay guy. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, you're gonna have people getting up in arms. How dare you say there's girls' clothes and boys' clothes? How dare you do that? Yeah, that's kind of wrong to gender specificate like birthday cards as girls and boys. That's the world we live in today, you know. that's the world we live in today, you know. It's all about votes. No one cares about anything but votes. You know, President Trump supports a bill in Indiana that would actually allow you know, like classes where you can learn about religious studies in public, like it'd be like an added class that you could take. You know, it wouldn't be like required, and there's people up in arms about it. And I'm like, well, there's a teacher who quit because she couldn't talk about Jesus Christ in school, but she had to teach Islam. She goes, no. And she went, and she goes, since I'm no longer working here, I'm exposing this bullcrap because I will stay here and teach if I can teach about Christianity, too. If we take a month and we pretend we're Christians and we learn about Catholics and Roman Catholics and, you know, Greek Orthodox, all the beliefs. No, everyone's up in arms. How dare they? Church and school are separate. No, it's so that the government doesn't run our school, our churches, so that the government doesn't tell us what we can and cannot do. You know, it's okay to teach Islam, but it's wrong to teach the Bible. The America we live in. It's sad we live in a world. Okay, folks, we're going to teach. I know you're in preschool, but we got to make sure that, you know. See, your kids, your parents guessed what gender you were. Even, you know, I mean, like, I don't know why anyone. Because even when the baby's born and it comes out, how do you know it's that gender? How do you know? You know? It could be a man born inside a baby, inside a woman's body, who's inside a man's body, inside a woman's body, inside a man's body, who thinks it's a giraffe. I guess I'm glad I'm one of those people that doesn't think he's a turtle or a giraffe. I just think I'm a hot air balloon, really, you know, what I do, because I'm full of hot air. That's the world we live in, you know, it's nothing's black or white anymore. And it's sad that we live in a world like that, sir. You know. Yeah, like where I work, we had to go through what's called active shooter training. And you have a lieutenant from the police department there, and he's like, well, that's what you would do in an active shooter. And I said, if there was an active shooter, the thing you cannot do is freeze your, well, first of all, I would need a butt plug, because if I crap myself, I don't know what I would do, honestly. Put a gun to my head. That's what I knew. I'm glad you know. I'm glad you're 199% guaranteed of what you would do if a guy had a gun to your head. Because I don't know if an active shooter happened, what I would do. I'd be like, okay, well, how many are there? Are there 12? Is there one? I don't know. If I take off running in the opposite direction, am I going to run into six? What would MacGyver do, you know? Oh, but this ain't no ABC TV series. Okay, please, please, please tell me Steven Spielberg's going to come out and go, surprise! Totally hidden video. They're blank. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. I mean, multiple police officers were struck by gunfire in Houston after going into a known house that was a black tar heroin trafficking house. So they're going away for a long time. They're not going to, you think they're going to sit there and for probably what they had, they're probably going to go away for ever. You know, unless they live to be 210, they're probably going to be in prison that long. You think really they're going to, and they just started shooting. The reason why you have to keep your hands out of your pockets. I've done some police training, and so I've done some things. I've been to a couple. I've seen a lot of stuff. The reason why you have to Because there's been videos I'll show you where a guy has his hands in like the pocket of like a hoodie sweatshirt, and while he's talking to the cop, he just pulls his grip, bang, 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 and there's five shots into the cop, or four shots. That's why they keep your hands out of your pocket, keep your hands. That's why they pat. There's a method to their madness. Your officer tip of the day, if you get pulled over, just put your hands on the steering wheel. And remember, not all cops are corrupt. Not all cops are bad. But it's the world we live in. I mean, these officers were just, you know, they had a search warrant. And they were serving the warrant. And our prayers go out to all the people affected. And right now, no names or anything, and I'm not going to say any names. Just keep them in your prayers. If they have been released, I have not been given that information at this time. So it's just, you know, two of them were shot in the neck, and they're crucial. So but when we had that training, the cops, like, if you get shot, just keep running, just keep running, just keep running, tough it out. That's the best thing you can do. I'm like, I don't know what I'd do. I couldn't tell you until some guys are, you know, with like shooting. I don't know what I'd do. You really don't know, and that's what the segment's about. It's a sad world we live in that, like, you're teaching kindergartners. Okay, you're gonna have, well, actually, your friend over there, Jimmy, could be a boy that's in a woman's body. It's in a man's body. It's in a woman's body. It's in a man's body. I think it's a giraffe who was originally an elephant. When I was in kindergarten, I'm like, okay, you have some stupid, silly song to remember the police number to call in case you might be being abducted in your home. You learn the fire department number in case there's a house near fire. They would have some stupid, silly song so you could learn the phone number to the police department, the fire department. You learned your numbers by remembering your home phone number. You learned how to spell by spelling your name so you could, you know, dumb stuff like that. You learned colors. That's about the max my mind can comprehend. There's no way at that. I'd have been like, how'd you figure what?
I'm a cat. I'm a woman who thinks I'm a cat who likes baby plush. That's a gender.
I don't even comprehend that now, and a 5-year-old's gonna get it. But that's California for you, man. I'm all for having them be their own country. I am, seriously. Yeah, send the wall to them. See, there's a reason why they have caravans, because they're trying to get away from all the bullcrap they're trying to shove down our throats here. You know, maybe we have to make America like these, like the way the Democrats want it, so that maybe the Democrats will wonder, wait a minute, why are these caravans, why are these people leaving America? Why are they getting away from here? Hey, I'm just saying, you know. What, the caravan's turning around? What, they're going back? Yes, you get government benefits. Yes, Nancy Pelosi will be happy to give you government benefits. All you have to do is vote for her. She'll find you a way. Don't worry. She'll get you documents, whatever. You don't have to be legitly legal. Oh, Lord. Nancy Pelosi invites Trump to do the State of the Union address, because I've been so busy, and I'm like, when's the address? Because for some reason I thought it was today. Because, you know, it's like, but it, I don't know. I just think it's going to be hilarious, because I think Trump's got stuff up his sleeve. You know, see, this is a problem we deal with in this country. You know, no way in a million years Trump can win the presidency. This is why people love Trump for the most part. Because when you had 100%, I give it about a 1% chance that the U.S. I give it about a 1% chance. You know, you got, let me 0.01% chance for Trump winning the White. You know, you got to give him, he's not going to win the presidency, but you got to give him that 0.01%. You know, like, if you ever look on cleaning products, they say kill 99.999% of bacteria because that way if you get sick from using it, they can say, well, hey, we didn't guarantee it gets rid of all, you know. Well, that's what's going on here. You know, that 1%. And then when he won, like, huh, what, who? But before he even got elected, they're like, oh, we got percent. Oh, he's going down. We're going to impeach him. If he gets elected, we're starting impeachment processes now. We're starting impeachment processes before he even gets elected, in case he gets elected. Because, you know, I mean, he hasn't done anything wrong, but we're gonna have impeachment processes ready so that when we find anything, we're going to impeach him. I don't care if he forgot in kindergarten to bring a book back to the library. He's getting impeached for it. He's going down. We're going to put Trump in the electric chair. I don't care what it takes. If he forgot to pay a parking ticket or didn't return a book back to the library, whatever, he's going down. We're going to make sure he goes to prison for life because we're going to make up something. We don't care. Because who gives a crap about American people? We don't give a crap about no one. All we care about is trying to get Trump out of office. That's all we care about. And that's what the Democrats are showing. That's their face. We don't care about nothing. Trump is going down. I don't care. I hope every American dies. I hope they all starve to death. Who gives a crap? I don't care. These federal workers, we're not going to vote to give them pay while we're shut down. We don't care. Trump is going to get out of office. That's all we care about. I don't care. I hope Trump comes out in 1,000,000%. He needs to come out with a huge speech in the city. He needs to talk about his love for oxygen and how it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, because I want to hear Democrats be against oxygen. If Trump loves oxygen, they're probably going, okay, we're going to have to tax it. Trust me, pretty soon, we're going to be like Spaceballs where they have the cans of fresh air. And since Trump got elected, I have a feeling that, like, since the ex-Starbucks CEO that's looking at running for president as an independent, I think you're going to have a lot of that bull crap. You're just going to have a lot of, you know, Bozo the Clown's going to run for president. It's going to be a lot of people. You know, they're going to try to get tons of people out there. And I have a feeling that you're going to get a crap load of people that are going to try to play off of Trump and you know, try to get a sway vote to where it's like, okay, sort of like a Ross Perot type thing. Well, we're going to try to get enough people if they vote for him instead of, you know, if we didn't, because I honestly believe if we didn't have Ross Perot, Bush would have been president for another 2 terms. And all you ever hear is no new taxes. And when he did taxes, that's what cost his presidency. I don't buy that. I believe it was Ross Perot and a lot of people, even though all the debacle with General Agnon, they still voted for him. I voted for him because I didn't want either. I didn't really care for the first Bush, and I didn't want Clinton. We finally found our Ross Perot, someone that knows what the heck he's doing. And Dems don't want him there because he's proven how useless they are. Now, I'd love to see that out of Trump's mouth. I'd love to see Trump literally say stuff like Ross Perot says, like, I can tell you why Nancy Pelosi isn't going to vote and all this stuff, because if I succeed, Dems fail. If I succeed, it's going to prove that this could have been fixed 30 years ago. kind of like you have in a kid's room and you have toys everywhere and we'll clean it up. Oh, we clean. Well, nothing's been picked up, you know, like where the kid wants to say that he didn't, you know, because that's basically okay. I just want to go to Nancy Pelosi and be like, yeah, okay, because here's the thing. If Trump succeeds like I think he will, if you would not impede Trump and let him do what he wants to do, okay? Get what I'm saying? Just let Trump do what he wants to do. You don't want him to do that because he's going to prove that. My question being, what have you done for 30 years? Because if he gets done what he wants to get done, it's stuff that you've tried to do for 30 years. That's why they don't want him to succeed. I mean, you would think liberals would want Trump to do his policies so that they don't work, and then they can say, hey, no. So they want to obstruct his policies. The only thing I can say negative about Trump, and it's not really Trump's fault, it's a lot of the jobs coming here, the dollar is so devalued that you need to, I mean, I think two households need to be making, two people need to be making an average of about $20 an hour to make it in this world. Call me out if I'm wrong, but that's how I feel. But that's the world we live in, you know. I mean, but we also live in a world where, you know, there's 10 billion studies that show how bad like tobacco is. Well, our one expert said, if this one guy says this, then what does it say about all the other? It puts it all into perspective because it puts everything into a doubtful perspective because, though all this stuff says it's bad, our experts, same thing with cannabis. You know, you can have a trillion studies saying how great it is, but what our one guy said that. He got cancer when he smoked it. His one study proved it. So you can't. You got to ban it. It's dangerous. It's deadly. Oh, wow. Out of a trillion people, one gets cancer, but 10,000 people die out of 11,000 with a pharmaceutical law. That's worth the risk. You know, almost all these prescriptions, if you take as many as I do, read the things. It'll say right here on the thing where it says, what is it? These are not all the side effects, but your doctor has prescribed this because he believes that the benefits outweigh the risks. You know, the benefits outweigh the risk when 10,000 people can die out of 11,000, but when one person can get cancer out of a trillion, oh, we need to ban it. You shouldn't even get near this stuff. It's deadly. Okay, and that's if that one, because they're like, no, people that smoke weed get schizophrenia. No, that's not, that's bull crap. Only if you have a predisposition to getting schizophrenia or a mental disorder, you know, like bipolar and stuff like that. It's only in like, and it's so few and far between. But that's what they do because they don't want it legal. They want it kept, they're pharmaceutical people. They want to have pharmaceuticals making billions. See, but I have a feeling that when cannabis becomes legal, Monsanto and some of these big corporations are going to spend trillions trying to patent every aspect of it in every way so that you can't even grow anything, and they're going to GMO everything, and it's going to be all, you know, or you're going to have like, okay, here's your two strains. Good luck. Well, they're both sativas. I want an indica. Hey, man, it's weed, man. Weed's weed, man. No, it's not. That's why there's tons and tons of varieties, and you can find out what works for you. Okay, I can mix a little bit of, and you can get a formula, okay? Well, I need 20% give me 30% Girl Scout cookie, give me some Deadhead, and give me this. Get some my pain, my nausea, and some energy. All in one. You know, it's like the U.S. announces sweeping sanctions against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. I can't even pronounce it, but whatever. His state-owned oil company. You know, because we don't consider him the president. We recognize a new guy, Juan Guaido, who is Venezuela's legitimate leader, but the ex-guy that's been thrown out and all this crap, he still thinks he's in charge, and these people better get out of here, and the U.S. people. But guess what, folks? Thank you, U.S. Yeah, but that's what they basically want, that kind of thing here. I mean, like a call to Bernie Sanders and stuff. It's gone under. Oh, but it was a socialist, basically, college. At some point, it's one of these, let's pay $50 an hour. Eventually, at some point, money's going to dry up. Yeah, it'd be nice to pay my company. I wish they'd pay everyone $50 an hour, but they would run out of money really quickly. And then you'd either have to have people pay more, and they'll go somewhere else. Whatever the case. But that's the world we live in, folks. You know, there's a give and take. I'm given money, and they take my services, and they give me things that I'm great at, and that I do. And I respect that they pay me in a way that it's a decent wage that they can pay me without coming to the point where, okay, well, yeah, look at what they're paying me. Okay, it's not a sustainable thing. You know, if it costs you $1 to make something and you're going to sell it for 50 cents, you're not going to be around too long. You might sell it for 75 cents and lose 25 cents in like the first couple of days and get your product out there. And then once you get it out there and people, man, this is great stuff, then you increase the price to where you're making a profit. Okay. But if it costs you more to make them produce, you're not going to last too long. But that's this world we live in. You know, everyone thinks, if anyone ever comes up to you and thinks that everything should just be handed to you, just say, okay, that's great, that's wonderful, but here's the thing. Who's paying for it? Healthcare. Who's going to pay for this free healthcare? Yeah, it's free. Okay, well, I want you to go build me a table for free. What do you mean free, man? Okay, who's buying the wood? Really? Let me see here. Wow. I asked you to build me a free table, and you're wondering who's making the wood or the cabinet, whatever the thing is. You're wondering who's paying for the wood, who's paying for this. Well, gee, I'm talking about free healthcare, and you say it's free. Well, who's paying for all the meds that you're giving? Who's paying the doctors? What's all this money? Oh, Obama's getting it, or this guy's getting it, or Trump's getting it. Well, where are they getting it from? It just doesn't make sense. It's the world we live in today, folks. I mean, I'm into this because this is how much I trust my government. Because when I I'm into this wholeheartedly because I'm one of those people that I trust my government about as much as the fact that, like, even when I was in high school, I always questioned Adolf Hitler's death. And there's actual now documents, according to an FBI website, that they knew that Hitler survived and that he took a submarine and went to Argentina and lived out his life. And there's evidence that he tried to start the Third Reich again and tried to get, you know, but it was, he was almost futile, and he goes, screw it, I'm just going to live out the rest of the remaining years of my life here. And there is very strong evidence that the FBI knew about this, that there's documents. There's way too much documentation, in my opinion, that this is not true. That I never believed for a second that he committed suicide. And that they killed him. No way. It's one of those things that, you know, I mean, oh, the government's so trustworthy. But there's strong evidence that the FBI knew that Hitler survived World War II. I'm just one of those people that's what I believe that stuff. There's too much circumstantial documentation. I mean, there's evidence also that, like, with that on this one island, they found the boat that the guys from Alcatraz, the Anglin brothers, when they escaped, that they found the boat. And it's one of those things that when you move forward, you know, there's so much evidence in regards to the fact that, okay, well, nothing was found, but then you read further and they found the raft. And they found, because Alcatraz is supposed to be this unescapable place, and I have a feeling that they believe these guys, they knew they escaped, and if they didn't say they found anything, they can say, oh yeah, they got out of, they went into the water and they froze to death and drowned. See, no one, they didn't really escape. You know, they could explain it away. Where, going forward with all this, you have this notion that I kind of feel like with Hitler, that they knew he didn't do what happened, that he escaped and went to Argentina, but they can't just come out and say it because, hey, you know, just like the Anglin brother, well, they can't admit that, you know, there's even evidence that when the boats that go off, you know, that take the people off the island, that they attached their boat to one of the tow lines behind it on like the 10 o'clock thing when the people that work there leave and go home for like 3 days. And that they didn't have to paddle. But hey, one of those things that it just, there's just more and more things that come out that, in my opinion, just like, okay, I just, they have all these things like, you know, I just want to sit there and draw a picture of a guy in like a in a chair with his feet on a desk saying, okay, I don't trust my government. Prove me wrong. I'll wait. Because you're not going to convince me. There's so many holes in my opinion about our government that if you really knew the truth about a lot of things, you would be like, wait a minute here. The government what? You know, but you have this whole notion of these people that, oh, the government's so great, they're so wonderful. Wrong, try again. You know, this notion that, like, oh, Trump's a evil man. No, Trump's just proving how corrupt this country is, and the politicians are, but no one cares. No one cares. No one cares. This world we live in, you know. Oh, the government's so trustworthy. Well, I believe they knew that the Anglin brothers escaped and probably got away, and they could never catch them, but they didn't come out and officially say that. I believe, hey, if we don't say anything, they could have gotten out of the jail cell, but when they got in the water, it was freezing cold, and they died. They didn't officially go all the way and get away. You know, so one of those type things where, good luck, like, you can't say, like, if they don't admit, if they found the raft, then they'd be screwed. Because if they found the raft and they admitted it, then hey, well, there's a good chance that they made it. And they escaped this impenetrable, the escape-proof jail that no one could ever escape from. And they would have to admit, hey, they screwed up. I love it. I love it. I love it. But it's one of those things that, you know, as I finish this little rant, you know, people need to wake up and realize that, hey, you know, they don't want to see Trump doing good things. Like I tell people, are you Republican or Democrat? I said, I'm neither. I'm independent, so I'm libertarian. Not. It doesn't matter anyways, because 99% of the problems in this country are not party problems. You know, unless you're a part of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus party, which closed. Enough. Yes, we got our first taste of, oh, Lord help us. Because as many of you know, as I move into the Premier League, you know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Burnley, what an incredible. I listened to some of the clips and saw some of the highlights and stuff, and because I was at work, and a 2-2 draw to Burnley, and it's proving that we have a lot of dead wood that need to go. You know, when you have a, we've got a lot of people that need to go. We need, this transfer window it's a waste. It's a waste. Nobody in, nobody out. That's all I'm going to say. It was a waste of a transfer. Say what you want. That's where I'm at right now. It's a waste of a damn transfer. Like you think that if you got some really high-end and good players, if you got Dembele, you think, why did you spend money on him? You know? I mean, why did you get rid of Fellaini? Are you kidding me? Like, you think a LeBlanc or a Solskjaer, you know, you think a LeBlanc or you think like a Pochettino or you think like a Zidane would be like, thank God they kept Fellaini. No. But that's the world we live in. The world we live in, folks. I mean, we got to get some players out of here. But, I mean, people don't care. Yes, he's turning the club around and he's doing some amazing things and we're not going to win every single solitary game. But we got to get players gone. We got to get players in. I mean, you think someone that's skinnier came to United their whole while, you know. Now, they might say, you know, if we got a Douglas Costa or a skinnier, sure, yeah, great. But if you're saying, like, okay, you had money, you're Manchester United, and you brought in Jerome Boateng, are you kidding me? Now, Perisic, a couple years ago, yeah. I would have been all for that. Now, you know, like someone's gonna get mad if we got Koulibaly. Like, okay, I can't accept the United job. You got Koulibaly. No, I don't think so. They'd be like, yeah, thank you. Yes. You know. I mean, he's turning the team around. Solskjaer is, but he can only do so much with the players he has. He could put Zidane at Everton. Would he turn the team around some? Yes. But he can only go as far as his players are able to take him. You know, if his best player is only getting 10 goals a year and a Real Madrid best player is getting 45 goals a year, and that's their best. That's not their worst. Their worst is getting 15 goals a year. That's 5 more goals than Everton's best player. They're only going to be able to go so far. Don't matter who you are. You could be the best manager in the world, but you can only take Sunderland so far unless you get some attackers and some strikers. And, we need a central defensive midfielder. We need some strikers, And that's the thing. People don't realize that. People don't see that. I mean, yeah, he's doing great. He's doing these amazing things, turning this team around. And thanks to Lindelof, or else we might have lost that game in the 92nd minute. But it's like we're not getting any transfers or anything.
Like Koulibaly.
If they had something in writing saying that, yes, he is definitely, there is a pre-contract sign that once he ends, he is coming to United. To Ching, he is guaranteed to sign for United. The deal's already done. He's just going to finish out his season okay. But that, I don't see that happening. And you think they're going to have crap loads of people coming all over him. It's going to be like a fly on horse manure when he is up this, when the season ends and the transfer window begins. Some of these players we want, whether Ole Gunnar is offered the job or not, who would turn down Koulibaly? Who would turn down Skinner? Now, Jerome Boateng, maybe, but Douglas Costa, these are decent players. I would take them. I think Lukaku would be a great player to keep. I think we're seeing the better of these players since Mourinho has left, but I still think moving forward, we have a lot of work to do because, yes, these players are doing way better under Solskjaer than under Mourinho, but a lot of them need to go. And that, Juan Mata, we don't play a number nine. We don't need a nine, and he's never going to, it's just not going to happen. Now, I want to see some more out of Alexis Sanchez. We need to get, in my opinion, a good CDM. We need to get like a 29-year-old, 28-year-old that's going to help us out now. But we need to get some players that are going to help us out now, but can help us out for 3 more years, or 4 more years, or 5 more years. And I think that's crucial, and that's key. So, it's going to be interesting to see. And it's nice to see at least a draw. We should have won, in my opinion, but it's nice to see a draw that we're not perfect. That, Solskjaer is not going to win every game, and he's not just going to dominate. So, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see that he drew to Burnley, how he handles it and the team handles it moving forward. And see how they recover from it and go from there. So I got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope you do, please, 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 take your pets inside. They wouldn't last 10 minutes out there. I got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks, but they won't last out there. Bring them in. Hope you stay safe. Hope you stay warm tonight. I will keep you updated as next week we're moving into a new studio and me and my wife are moving and all this stuff, so we got a lot of stuff planned. And I probably won't be doing a Tuesday show because so you all, including myself, can listen to the State of the Union address and hear what Trump has to say and hear his thoughts on the state of Nancy Pelosi. Get like a psychologist up there. That'd be hilarious. Yeah, this is the state of Nancy Pelosi. I'm a psychiatrist. Never. That'd be funny. But yeah. That'd be hilarious. If we're the state of Nancy Pelosi and have like a psychiatrist out there. Just remember, folks, thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, remember this. With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Thursday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.